Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are doing the chapter on the desirability of saying Yarhamukallah when a person praises Allah Ta'ala after sneezing and the dislike of doing so, in other words, the dislike of saying Yarhamukallah if the person does not praise Allah Ta'ala. So today's two hadith we'll do is dealing with this, that where a person doesn't say Alhamdulillah, then at that point we don't say Yarhamukallah. So today's two ahadith are dealing with this aspect of this chapter. And then tomorrow's ahadith we'll see will show us the etiquettes of sneezing. Allah Ta'ala reward Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abundantly reward the muhaddithin, the fuqaha, that they've extracted so much of masail and they showed us these things that are simple things, mundane things, but teaching us even the etiquettes of sneezing. Ask any non-Muslim, what is the etiquette of sneezing? The best he can tell you is a nursery rhyme. A tissue, we all fall down. That's the best they can tell you. But in Islam, how a person should yawn, what at the time of yawning what he should do, at the time of sneezing what he should do, what should be read, what should be replied to the person that is sneezing and is saying Alhamdulillah. All these things are taught to us to such an extent that if a person doesn't say Alhamdulillah, even on that occasion how we should respond. So today's hadith, عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا عطس أحدكم فحمد الله فشمتوه فإن لم يحمد الله فلا تشمتوه رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that when any one of you sneezes and he praises Allah Ta'ala, in other words he sneezes Alhamdulillah, then say to him يرحمك الله. We explained this, that may Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon you. Then if this person, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, goes on to say that if he does not praise Allah Ta'ala, in other words, he does not say Alhamdulillah, then do not say Yarhamukallah to him. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, عَطَسَ رَجُلَانِ عِنْدَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَشَمَّتَ أَحَدُهُمَا وَلَمْ يُشَمِّتِ الْآخَرِ فَقَالَ الَّذِي لَمْ يُشَمِّتْهُ عَطَسَ فُلَانٌ فَشَمَّتَهُ وَعَطَسْتُ فَلَمْ تُشَمِّتْنِي فَقَالَ هَذَا حَمِدَ اللَّهَ وَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تَحْمَدِ اللَّهَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيهِ. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that two men sneezed in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ to one and not to the other. So two people in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had sneezed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam replied to one person who said Alhamdulillah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam told him, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. And the other person sneezed, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell him, Yarhamukallah. Now for Sahaba, this was a big thing. For us, if somebody says, doesn't say, it doesn't mean too much to us. But for them to miss out on the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a major thing. So therefore this Sahabi, what he did was, he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the one who Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam did not say Yarhamukallah to, he told Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he said that so and so sneezed and you said Yarhamukallah, but when I sneezed, you did not say Yarhamukallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he praised Allah Ta'ala and you did not praise Allah Ta'ala. In other words, teaching us that when a person says Alhamdulillah, then on that occasion, then it is praiseworthy. Then on that occasion, it is mustahab, preferable to say Yarhamukallah. And a person who sneezes, he should say Alhamdulillah. Why he should say Alhamdulillah? Is because even the sneeze that had come to him to grant him that relief, even this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of time we think that car is a ni'mat, that house is a ni'mat, that big bank balance is a ni'mat, my overseas holidays is a ni'mat. Do we ever think that that sneeze that Allah ta'ala has given us, that is also a ni'mat? So for that also I must say Alhamdulillah. Can you imagine for all the other things how much of shukr we must make for the wives Allah ta'ala has given us, the children Allah has given us, the family He has given us, the masajid He has given us, the ability to perform salah, the ability to walk, to talk, to meet people, the ability to do good. Everything is a ni'mat from the side of Allah Ta'ala. If we are taught to praise Allah Ta'ala for sneezing, how much we should do for all the other ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.